You are now listening to The Show with me.
Boo, it's me, Kieran Sandulo, your host here on The Show. It is a morning. It's a very cold morning. I've worn my winter coat for the first time since, winter of last year, I guess. Did you guys wear your winter coats, or did you just show up in your hoodies?
I just pulled up.
There was ice on my car.
Same. My windows were frozen closed.
My door handles were frozen shut. I had to yank so that it would open. It took effort. It shouldn't take effort to open up my door, and yet it did because the hinges were frozen.
Yeah.
Love that winter weather.
My window was sealed closed, and I had leaves on my windshield, right?
Fun little weather update for you guys. It's supposed to be 17 degrees out tonight, which is, oh boy.
Can you count that on your fingers and toes?
I mean, you have 20.
Yeah.
So, yes.
How many below freezing?
None. 17 degrees total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is cold enough for anything to freeze.
How many below freezing?
Yeah. Well, it freezes at what, 32?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do quick math right now.
15 below freezing.
15, yeah.
15 below the freezing point.
I didn't like having to do math.
I know.
That wasn't pleasant.
I'm challenging you.
First day back and we're already doing mathematics.
Yeah, tomorrow we got a high of 29 and a low of 17 again.
Lovely.
It's going to be great. Love that. But then, change it up. Sunday is actually going to be the warmest day of this week.
Really?
52 degrees, low of 33.
Wow.
That's the warmest.
That is a massive scale.
Yeah, that's the warmest.
That's 20 degrees.
Yeah.
Ooh, 19 degrees of flux.
Yeah. Oh. That's like, nope, not fun there.
Why?
I'm excited.
No.
I got to wear my winter boots and put on my big jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Look all dapper and chilly.
Yeah, but it sucks.
The wind is making it feel currently like 12 degrees.
I take everything I've ever said back. I don't want to live here anymore.
Yeah,
I'm going back home.
It's not very warm out.
You cannot skateboard in this weather.
Nobody can do anything in this weather.
You should skate in shorts.
No.
Knee pads and tennis shoes and just go for it.
Listen, I'm just saying I like my skin.
Get out there in a Speedo.
Exactly.
I like my skin attached to my body, and I'd rather
just get your helmet, get your elbow and your knee pads, get your shoes, get a tech deck, go nuts.
Yep.
I do not want to do
30
that.
Minutes.
You'd
30
add
minutes.
Wind chill. You'd burn a ton of calories.
Just parts of my body freezing off.
Yeah, D cut ever.
Yeah, my fingers, my toes, all snapping off, my nose and ears.
If you ever want to lose weight.
I mean, that's
no,
how I'm
that's
doing
not
it.
No. No, Kieran.
I roll down my window while I drive because it's cool. It's nice.
Pro fitness tips from Kieran Sandulo. If you ever need to lose weight, get frostbite.
Hypothermia. Cut pieces of your body off.
Hypothermia. There
Two
you
legs,
go.
Easily replaced.
I mean, you can sell an arm for like 100 grand.
We do not condone cutting parts of your body off and selling them to people.
Sell all of your organs.
No.
Right
don't.
You can make a ton of money.
Kidneys are worth 50 grand in the black market.
Oh my gosh. 50 grand?
They're organs.
I mean.
And you can only live with, only one.
You can live with only one.
It's not fun, but you can do it.
So you ever need to pay off student debts?
No.
That is what the college system makes us do.
No.
But I'm so excited for scholarships.
Scholarships. Yeah. Woo.
Scholarships and those things, they're going to be pretty cool.
I'm going to have to go on a campus tour soon for VU. Going to Vincennes.
Oh, yeah. We're doing
Vincennes, do music production.
Ooh. Is that what you're going to major in?
Oh, yeah. Easily. No questions asked.
They have a Vincennes Road up in Carmel.
Yeah, which is kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
Because it's so far from Vincennes, and it doesn't go to Vincennes.
Not at all? If you go, like, one way?
No, it doesn't even go to Vincennes. It goes to Evansville.
I was like, man, I bet Vincennes is at the end of this road.
Nope, it goes to Evansville.
Why?
I don't know.
Who designed this layout?
No, it's the road name.
Someone who had no idea where the streets were going to end up.
Well, yeah, they built them afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They, like, kept filling them out.
They just, like, nah. I imagine they were like, okay, we're going to build the college here. Okay, we'll make a road after it. They build the road, and they're like, we decided to change position.
Then we'll build a town around the new position. Yeah. Which is not what they did. That's not at all what happened.
Not at all.
No, and they
college
it like
came after.
College Road, too.
We
are at
College
Girls
Road.
School Road.
Yeah, we're at Girls School Road.
This is not a girls' school.
No.
This is a
It was.
A
it's
high
not
school.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm, it's Ben Davis High School.
Yeah, Benjamin Davis High School.
Benjamin?
Was, at one point, a girls' school. But that was, like, well before, I think, before even Easter
there was
born.
A boys' school, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This like this place was a girls' school before Easter was.
Why
born.
Did we have two Easters?
Oh,
he's been running this place forever.
Yeah,
Easter is the radio man.
Yeah, he's not that old.
He's
Come
not
on.
That old.
Come on, man.
He actually ran the radio before we were born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are young. Oh my
and
god.
And I ran the radio before you guys even stepped into the studio.
True. He's a senior. Yeah. I am not.
That is a weird.
I am too.
I still can't get over that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't.
It's kind of wacky. I mean, we're juniors. It's not like we're that far off.
Yeah, I mean, you're not too far off.
You're gonna be graduating a year after me, and I'll just get a giggle at your graduation. I'm gonna show up to your graduation unannounced. Nope.
Senior. What?
Yeah. You're a senior?
Yes.
You just wasn't here last year.
You brought this up twice. Yes.
I do not remember bringing that up.
It was on off the rails, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why I wasn't there.
Maybe.
I've been on one episode of Off the Rails. That's probably why.
You've been on, like, two.
No, one. I've been on one episode of Off the Rails.
I'm pretty sure you've been there twice.
Nope. I've maybe been in the room twice, but I haven't been on the show twice.
I love having co-pilots during our shows.
Co-pilots?
They just sit in the back.
Yeah, that's what we do with Miles sometimes when, you know, like when he's here. But
yeah.
He's here.
He just hangs around.
He just chills back there.
I see him in the hallways at Plainfield.
Yeah.
I'll, like, look at him and I'll be like, I know that guy, but he never looks back at me.
Yeah. The guitarist in my band goes to my school, and I didn't know that until, like, 3 weeks ago.
Did you see him?
Yeah. He's just there.
Wow.
I had no idea.
You've never talked to him, like, at school before?
No.
Wow.
I didn't know he went there. The only time I ever talked to him is at band practices.
Dude, when you guys, like, live together, close enough to drive, not, like, together, but, like... Within, like, 15 minutes, you normally go to the same school here.
Yeah, usually. That's how it works.
Yeah, but everybody, when we all meet up to go to practice, like, there's the vocalist for our band goes to, like, Brownsburg.
Oh.
Hmm.
That's over there, actually.
Yeah.
My dad went to Brownsburg.
Hmm.
My dad is old.
Okay, good to know.
None of my family went to school here. I just, like, showed up here one day in fourth grade, and then I haven't left.
I'm too scared to go to Brownsburg because I'm afraid they know my dad.
They might.
They know my last name.
Hey, that's kind of the same way with Tri-West. Most of the teachers there know me because of my cousins and brothers.
Yeah, no. We don't go back.
What?
They got some prejudice.
No,
my grandma just sent me the Wikipedia page for Vincennes University.
Oh.
Founded in 1801 as Jefferson Academy.
I thought you were about to say... George Floyd, and I was like, that's not a good thing.
It was pretty much the one university in Indiana until IU was founded in 1820.
The one? The only?
Yeah, the only university in Indiana.
Wow.
Until 1820.
What was the second university?
IU.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Why was Vincent before, like, Indiana? Why would we name it like that?
I have no idea. It was Jefferson Academy. They didn't call it Vincennes University until the town was made, I think.
Was it just some guy named Jefferson who was like, teach?
Probably. I mean, that's how most
colleges and towns and places are named, just after the guy that built it.
Yeah.
How did IU get its name then?
It probably was...
The country?
Was it just some guy?
The state, I mean?
Some guy said, I'm going to name a university after the state.
A man may name...
Yeah.
The man named John Indiana.
No, Indiana is called what it is because of a Native American.
Yeah, I know that.
It's just named Indian.
Did
That's
you just
what
drop
it is.
Your earbuds again?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a consistent trend I keep doing.
He did that last episode, too.
Yeah, he did.
I need it. Thankfully, these pockets have zippers on them, so I can just keep my stuff from getting out of my pocket.
Keep
there we go.
Keep yourself safe. Keep your zippers up.
Yep, that's the plan.
Pockets closed.
So now nothing should fall out of my pockets this time.
Oh, here's a fun one. Jefferson Academy is not named after a guy named Jefferson. It was founded by a guy named William Henry Harrison.
Oh, okay.
Harrison.
So nobody that founded that university was named Jefferson. It may have been named after Thomas Jefferson, now that I'm thinking about it, but that doesn't make any sense.
When was Thomas Jefferson born?
That's a good question.
I have no idea. It was well before the Revolution.
I just got some fact check from...
Oh, from Easter.
From Mr. Easter himself.
I'm being fact checked. Let's hear it.
Ben Davis has never been an all-girls school.
Oh!
Girls School Road refers to the Indiana Girls School, which is now the Indiana Women's Prison.
Oh!
Ben Davis is named for the now defunct town of Ben Davis, which was where the airport is now.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that means
my bad, everybody. I'm wrong, as usual.
That is Kieran.
Misinformation.
That is your...
Thanks, Mr. Easter. Oh,
we also got a... Also, Ben Davis was originally on High School Road.
So they changed the road afterwards?
William Henry Harrison is the 9th president of the United States. He's the guy that founded Jefferson University.
So...
Which is funny to me.
The 9th president of the United States named a university after the top five.
After one of the top five.
Top five.
Was Jefferson president? I don't know.
I don't know, actually. Didn't he make the light bulb?
That's Edison.
Oh. Oops.
Clearly, none of us have been paying attention to history.
Thomas Jefferson was the third U.S. president.
You're in sophomore history?
Okay. I'm just in U.S. history. We don't pay attention to the specifics of who's president.
Yeah.
We're on World War II right now.
Ooh, yay.
Anyways, Kieran, you have received your first ever notes from Easter, both of which, to fact check, frame those, sign them.
Ben Davis was originally on High School Road. Good to know. Well, I'm stupid. That's established now.
We titled this episode Misinformation.
You
take my little tidbit and share it.
Yeah, this episode of the show, Misinformation, episode 12.
We don't know what we're talking about.
What do you mean we don't know what? We clearly know what we're talking about.
Nuh-uh.
Yes,
we
clearly.
Just like, got like seven
we,
different
the
facts
the people
wrong.
Who have decided what we want the plot for Sharknado 8 to be, know what we're talking about.
We are not talking about
7.
I think that is what we were talking about, actually, on the Shark episode.
Man.
7?
I think Sharknado 7.
I can't believe there were 7 of those.
One of them was about time travel. How does that happen?
The shark's not a time travel, dude.
Have you
ever seen a shark?
Yes.
They just show up. They're scary.
My question is, how did the makers of the movie get even qualifications to make a first, let alone a 2nd to 7th movie?
Bribery and probably drugs.
Yeah. You know what? People under the influence are always just a little silly.
Yeah, somebody was definitely wasted when they were making that script.
Yeah.
All right.
But moving on.
Napkin at a bar.
Okay. I need a movie about
flying sharks.
Yeah, movie about flying sharks out of tornado and ocean.
That's actually like the scariest thing. Have you ever like thought of a shark in a tornado flying at you in the woods?
No.
In the woods?
In the woods.
Deep in the woods.
Shark floating just looking at you?
Do you know that there's been at least one shark attack in Kentucky?
That's actually insane. How did he get there?
Well,
I think we talked about that.
I think it might have swam up.
I got a third.
All right, here we go. You want to read it, Kieran?
Yeah, give me that.
All right, here you go.
Read it out loud for the class.
Your official letter.
The town of Ben Davis was named after Benjamin Davis, a railroad executive who successfully got a train stop for the community. Ben Davis moved from high school... Morris Street to Girls School Road in 1965.
Whoa. Okay. Later.
Mm-hmm. Later on.
See?
Well, again, learn something new every day.
How many years ago was that? So if it's...
How many years ago was that?
23.
57 years. 58 years.
Do a little subtraction math and you'll... All this years. Math. What's with the math today?
Misinformation and...
For sharks.
Mayhem.
Sharknado
7.
I do not want to talk about Sharknado 7. I am...
Round 2 of sharks.
Yeah, round 2 of the shark episode.
Are you going to add a second shark on the podcast cover?
I might add a second shark.
That actually be really cool. They could, like, kiss. Have two sharks and go, mwah.
Okay.
Do sharks, like... How did they show affection to each other?
It's just, like, they cuddle.
They cuddle?
Sharks cuddle.
They just like hang out and like get side by side and just like touch.
I don't know.
They swim past each other. They just kind of like
They're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I think that sound was audible.
Maybe.
That was really quiet.
Me brushing my arms past each other.
So, like, they, like, intersect. It's like two intersecting lines where they cross.
Yeah, they're perpendicular.
Perpendicular.
They go perpendicular.
Isn't that the ones that, like, don't touch ever?
No, that's parallel.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Gabe.
Guys, I backed into a parking spot this morning. I was so scared. Is that what parallel? I almost like
Gabriel. Gabriel Heiser, senior in high school.
The goldfish is telling me to do it. Okay. The goldfish is telling me things, and I'm just saying them.
Gabe.
Yes.
I feel like after this, we should address your goldfish.
Gabe is the main character of Inside Out 2.
Yeah, I don't know.
I am. I'm the new emotion. It's the goldfish in my head.
Yeah, the goldfish. What is the goldfish? What emotion would that be? Intrusive thoughts.
Scared.
Scared is already an emotion. Fear is already
there. Scared
too. Scared too.
Scared too.
He's trying his best.
Scared too. That is...
That'd be a good movie.
Scared too?
No scared one, just scared too.
It's like Hawaii Part 2, the Tally Hall thing.
Oh my gosh.
Just, there is no Hawaii Part 1, but Hawaii Part 2 is one of the best concept albums you'll ever listen to.
Boom.
Oh, man.
Drop you right into wherever you're going.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, what if we made an album that was a sequel, but there was no prequel?
That's like what happened to Star Wars.
True. They made the prequels.
It did so good that it was like, all right, let's just keep going.
4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 0.7.
We ended up somewhere weird.
Yeah, where are we currently in Star Wars?
I have no idea. We went back to like Star Wars Rebels area.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Star Wars.
Did you see
Because I've not kept up after 7, 8, 9.
I watched Ahsoka and it was pretty good. Okay. So I'll say that.
I didn't watch Boba Fett either.
Yeah,
I didn't watch Boba Fett. Mandalorian was good.
I watched Boba Fett up until the point it just turned into Mandalorian Part 2.
Yeah.
Which kind of upset me a bit.
Didn't they make an Obi-Wan too?
Yeah,
they
did. Obi-Wan show was pretty good.
I didn't watch that one either.
I'll give them Disney Plus. Yeah, there's not many Disney Plus Star Wars shows.
I gotta get that and watch it again.
Bad Batch.
The Star Wars Disney Plus shows are better than the Marvel.
Bad Batch is pretty good.
Yeah,
the Clone Series. I love that.
It's great.
I love that one.
I'll say this: the Disney Plus Star Wars content has been way better than the Marvel stuff.
Yeah. Ooh.
Marvel's going down a weird rabbit hole.
It's been going down a weird rabbit
hole. They're in a multiverse and
Deadpool
they can't get out.
Deadpool 3 is going to be the only Marvel movie next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully.
Maybe it's good.
Quality over quantity.
That's what... Well, yeah, it's a Deadpool movie.
Deadpool is...
Deadpool.
Are
supposedly...
Ryan Reynolds back?
Isn't...
It's still R-rated. Ryan Reynolds is still writing for it.
Don't they have a Wolverine in that movie?
Yep. Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
He's coming back?
They got the X-Men.
Yes. Yep. Love it.
This is going to be the first official MCU X-Men movie.
MCU,
Deadpool,
meaning they're all like...
Let us hope.
Touching? With the, like, intersecting of all
You
the
could have phrased
plots.
That better, but yes.
Well, I'm thinking of it like a...
Yeah, the...
A big graph.
Everything's connected.
It's officially in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yep. It's like... It's a branch off, I guess you could call it.
Spin-off.
Well, not really a spin-off, because... I mean, Deadpool's his own thing.
Well, DC calls it an Elseworlds special.
Huh?
It's like it's not taking place in the main continuity. It's just like a spin-off multiverse thing that they have for like a one-shot.
Okay.
Stuff that happened in like
that's what
the
Deadpool
Justice
3
League
is. Yeah. So that's what Deadpool 3
okay.
is.
Okay.
So it doesn't take place in the same continuity as Logan. So
what was Logan?
Logan, the movie.
Was that Wolverine?
Yeah, where Wolverine just died. That is the end, definitive end of that Wolverine from the original X-Men movies.
Oops.
This is a multiversal version of Wolverine. That this is the version of Wolverine that exists.
How did they kill Wolverine? Isn't he like invincible?
Oh, it was the Old Man Logan storyline, but very, very stripped down.
He just got old. Okay, never mind.
He got old, but then he was getting like they were secretly putting the mutant cure in corn syrup.
Oh,
and because Logan's an alcoholic, he slowly
we just
started
spoiled
getting
the entire movie.
Yeah,
you hadn't seen the movie. It came out in 2016.
I
didn't. Yeah, it's.
It's an old movie.
7 years ago, if you haven't seen the movie, you're missing it a little bit.
It's a good movie.
Maybe I should watch it.
Yes.
Sure.
I tried to watch one of the Fantastic Four ones, and then I fell asleep.
Oh, no. Do not watch the Fantastic
Four
movies.
Which one? What did you?
It doesn't matter. All of them are bad.
The one.
Hey,
where,
listen, I liked them.
Was he Quicksilver?
Of course, I was like
the Flash,
one was
but Marvel.
Silver. Wait,
Quicksilver?
Yeah,
he's an X-Men.
It was that one where he like climbed the walls.
That's not Fantastic Four.
That's not Fantastic
Which
Four,
one was
my
that
friend.
One?
That's X-Men.
That's it was either Days of Future Past. Well, it was Days of Future Past, and I can't remember the other one.
It's not X-Men Apocalypse.
He did do it once in Apocalypse. I know that.
I might have watched that one.
There are a few scenes with Quicksilver just running on walls in slow motion, but also going really fast.
I think that was.
Yeah.
I think that was the first X-Men movie.
One of them was definitely Days of Future Past. I'll say that.
I don't know. I've seen too many movies to keep track of all of them or remember what all of them are called. Do you ever hit that point and you're like, I don't remember what show this is, but I know that I watched it.
Really?
No.
You don't watch enough TV.
What? Huh?
Huh?
What? No, I watch TV. What do you...
I watch TV. I just don't watch good TV.
Yeah. BoJack Horseman.
Okay.
Thrown together. I'm taking it. That was
BoJack Horseman is funny, though.
It was. It was a very... It's kind of like Bluey, you know?
No.
Message in the back. Don't watch it if you watch Bluey.
Parents listening. BoJack Horseman is not for children.
It's
do
like,
not show the BoJack
anybody
Horseman
under like 16.
Yeah, it's
watch
like
it.
It's like a Breaking Bad level.
Parents and adults without children definitely don't watch Big Mouth.
Yeah, that Big Mouth
that show is bad.
It's just
I didn't watch it because it looked scary.
Yeah.
Good. It's bad.
It was like Uncanny Valley with
it's terrible. It's terrible.
I don't want to talk about Big Mouth.
I hate like adult animation series just immediately going with like the ugliest art style possible. Like what's up with that trend?
And then
there were like
it hard to
four
watch for
or
kids.
Five shows.
It's like no, you don't want to watch it. It's not.
There
cool.
were like four or five shows that came out recently that were just like blatant Family Guy ripoffs.
Like what? You see, they just suck. The jokes suck.
They're trying to do something that's already been done before, but they're doing it worse
Listen,
than the original.
If you want a good cartoon, go with the originals. You don't need to find these adult cartoons. They're stupid.
No, here's what
they're really
need to
stupid.
Do.
Watch regular show.
I think
regular
that it's just what needs to be done is stop making like overly gross adult shows.
Yeah.
Just to make shows that have mature overtones, right? Or undertones, whatever.
I need a kid
make
show.
Make a show. Have you ever seen Infinity Train?
Yes. No.
So, Gabe, Infinity Train would work really well as an adult series.
Splitting it up, yeah.
Yeah. So, Fiona and Cake, the new Adventure Time spinoff.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Flawless.
That one did really
flawless
good.
Version, flawless example of making a kid's show adult-oriented.
For the people who grew up
like,
on
it's
it.
The same show, but they make it darker.
But only
but
by
not,
a little bit, too.
But not, like, overtly dark. Now, Adventure Time was already a fairly dark show.
If you paid attention to the lore, yes.
Yeah. But it's like, this was a that's a good example of how to make a kid's show less for kids. Or that's a good example of an adult animated series.
Yeah.
Or
for example, like...
Or we could just all watch kids' shows.
Or you could just make them funny. Like,
make
regular
funny.
Show.
Yeah.
Regular show would be perfect, for
solid
example.
Example of just a
regular
funny
show.
What were the other ones like that?
What were the other ones? Oh, crap. We've got...
The Amazing World of Gumball.
Yes.
Flapjack.
Uncle
was
Grandpa.
Uncle Grandma was... Grandpa. Grandma?
Uncle Grandpa.
It was a fever dream.
And Grandma.
That
there
was
you go.
Scary.
Uncle Sequel. Grandpa was rather unique.
Dude, Uncle Grandpa is literally an elder god. Like, that's canon. Well,
yeah, basically. He has superpowers. Unlike any, like, you could...
Like, it is explained in the Uncle Grandpa lore that Uncle Grandpa is pretty much, like...
It's like Adult Swim.
Yeah.
There we go.
Like...
We need Adult Swim shows that are like the shows that we watched when we were little.
Johnny Bravo.
Like, Johnny Bravo.
Like, I'm just saying...
Johnny Test.
Johnny Test was pretty good, too, yeah.
Ben 10 would have a fantastic,
they
like...
They touched on that. Just a little.
Yeah, there would be a fantastic Ben 10, like, M-rated show.
Would,
like, that would be great.
Nah,
I just want to
see
that.
A Ben 10 movie. Like,
I want to see an animated
see an
Ben
R-rated
10 movie.
Like, that would
R-rated
be...
R-rated Ben 10 movie.
Nah.
I want to see
I just
a good
see one
live-action Ben 10 movie.
Yeah, I just want to see
one
in
we've had live-action Ben 10 movies before, but they were kind of bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was no alien.
They were...
Squid Game.
Interesting. What?
Squid Game.
Where did that come out?
Live-action.
Listen, Phil Gax would be cool in live-action.
Yeah.
I posted to Instagram like
math misinformation and
Ben 10.
Instead of Shark 2.
Instead of Shark 2. Ben 10.
Like I was saying, with regular show, it was just a, it's just a funny show.
It's a funny show for everybody.
It's funny because
I think the main problem with kids' animated series now is they're trying too hard to only be funny for kids.
And same reason, same thing about, you know, older.
Yeah, they're trying to only be funny for adults.
More mature audiences. They're trying too hard at two different things.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to be
funny.
But
they're going for, like, one specific minority audience, which is just, like, people who really like terrible jokes.
Like, one of the big things.
People who are alcoholics and, like, yeah. And have daddy issues.
Like I'm saying, with regular show, it's a funny show where you need to, where you watch it, and what happens? There's a random explosion for no reason.
It's great.
Why? Because
literally,
it's you don't expect it.
I think regular show was like the epitome of like 2010's lull random humor.
Yeah, but it did it well.
Yeah, same thing. Have you seen Smiling Friends?
Smiling Friends is also
Smiling Friends is a show on Adult Swim. It's very like you have to enjoy a very specific type of humor to enjoy it, but it is like. It's a good example of an adult animated series that's not trying to be an adult animated series. Like, it's dark, it's gritty, right?
Isn't the main guy just yellow?
But it's, yeah. Okay. But it's not trying to be, like, gross about it. It's just about, like,
two dudes.
Mainly, it's just about two guys just having, like, everyday, like, well, I say everyday experiences,
well, no.
Except they're
talk,
not.
They talk to a shrimp.
Here's the thing. They talk like normal people.
Yeah.
Like, they have normal conversations. You don't get an adult animated show. Adults don't make really gross jokes all the time. That's
nope.
Not how it works.
Can confirm, I am 18. I don't do that.
Doesn't work like that. That's not what we do.
I do.
Well, you
we
do,
converse,
but you don't count.
I'm
like normal human beings.
But, and in the show, they do it, like, well. This is the thing. It's a show written by adults, and it sounds like it's written by adults instead of written by, like, 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's great. That's how you do a show.
Oh, what was the one that's getting popular on TikTok right now? Because of the sounds that they do? It's, like, it's a goth girl and a really, like, chill guy, whatever, and it's a little drama.
Wait,
it's like,
hold on.
Is it animated?
I think. I'm
it's
pretty
not being
sure.
A puppy cat,
wait,
is it?
Wait, no. I think I know the one you're talking about. There was a movie. Oh, what's it called? It's something... The world, something.
The guy has brown hair, whatever, and he wears glasses.
Tom Sawyer?
No.
No, that's a
that's
song.
That's a book. Never mind. Dang, I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
I've not seen anything really on it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't have to.
All of the conversations, though, were like actual conversations between people, and they just pulled it and then animated it.
Yeah.
It was like an MTV show. Whatever.
That's how you do it. That is how you should make an adult-oriented show.
Yeah, just have actual conversations.
Make it sound realistic.
Background noise.
It could be the most, like, off-the-walls random show. For example, regular show.
Yes.
Which sounded, again, like conversations between actual people.
But, you know,
somehow.
It's a gumball machine.
It's a gumball machine, a blue jay, a raccoon.
A yeti. Muscle man. He just exists.
He's just the guy, right?
He's just the actual dude.
And then whatever Pops is.
Pops is a human being too, I think.
His head is overtly round,
though. Like the perfect being, whatever.
He does kind of like go Super Saiyan at the end of the series, doesn't he?
He does.
He like fixed the world or something.
He did do that.
He is. Pops is an interesting
fellow. I think that regular show did something that a lot of cartoons were like afraid to do at the time.
Be chaotic.
No, but not even that. Like they had like stuff. Like it touched on topics.
Yeah.
It was good for a kid's show. Like, it's like, it's a good show. Not even just a good kid's show. It's a good show.
It did what most shows don't do, and that is just jump from thing to thing to thing.
Thing to thing to thing. Like Phineas and Ferb, another great show.
It was episodic.
Phineas and Ferb.
It's episodic.
It was perfect. You could drop in whenever.
And it's like, I mean, yeah, there's a formula, but the formula changes every couple episodes.
Yes.
Exactly.
It usually goes something like, Hey, Rigby, Mordecai, if you guys don't fix the toilet, you're fired. And then the next thing that happens is they're fighting Cthulhu on the moon. It's like, that's just
over
how it goes.
You forgot, over a cheeseburger that Muscle Man left in the trash.
True.
See, that's how it goes completely off the wall.
It's like every episode has three different plot lines, and they do it flawlessly.
Yeah.
And you just jump between all three.
And you just jump between all three.
There's also a
Have
random...
you seen Hoodwinked?
Yes.
Hoodwinked is...
Hoodwinked is the best movie of all time.
I've wanted to see... I've seen it.
Hoodwinked has so many different plot lines going at the same time. And they're just like... It feels like you're watching three different movies. It's so funny and it's so good. But then at the end of the movie, it ties all of the plot lines together perfectly. And it's so funny to me.
And one of the major things about that movie, the animation budget was clearly not there.
No, was it, it was made by like three guys. It was animated by three people. And they got so many A-list voice actors on it, which is so funny to me.
Was it
Joe Swanson from Family Guy was the big bad wolf.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember that. It was so... It was a weird movie.
It was absolutely... It was such a fever dream, but it was so good.
It was.
It was a funny movie. Like it's a fantastic movie.
DreamWorks just did everything right.
Well, it wasn't DreamWorks.
It wasn't?
No.
No, it was an independent film.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on, I gotta look this up. There's no way.
It was
I
just
remember
some,
seeing it.
It was like, just some random dudes that were like, yo, let's make a movie. And
they
did.
CGI, right?
What?
It was CGI, yeah.
Yeah.
So, directed by a guy named Corey Edwards, it made $110 million in the box office. It had a budget of $8 million.
Okay.
Oh, so, my gosh. So it went up. So
here, you want to know the cast? Here's the cast of Hoodwinked, the 2005 movie that pretty much nobody animated, literally like three people. Here's the cast that we have. We've got Corey Edwards playing the squirrel. Patrick Warburton, a.k.a. Joe Swanson, was the wolf, also known as Wolf W. Wolf, so I can only assume his middle name is also Wolf. Anne Hathaway was Little Red Riding Hood. Granny was Glenn Close. Todd Edwards was the sandwich guy. It's insane. Tara Strong was in it. Tom Kenny was in it. It's like, who?
The
how?
Sandwich guy.
How do they get these people?
My guess is that, number one, it's probably just a quick way to get money, you know? You get a role.
And they made a lot of money.
And they did. They went positive in the box office, so that means they made money.
Here's the thing that sucks for me. That only has a 46% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good movie. And it's got a 46%.
What's the IMDb?
6.5.
Yeah, okay. A little bit better.
A little better.
IMDb says everything about a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hoodwinked 2005 was not at all, like, it's not a DreamWorks, it's not Disney, whatever.
It was a Weinstein?
No, it was a Searchlight.
Searchlight.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But Searchlight was just the producer. The actual company that made the movie was completely independent. It was three guys in their basement animating this movie, I think. It was like,
Entertainment.
It's literally, like, it's an indie animation on YouTube is what it plays like.
Yeah, because it's...
That's
oh,
what
man.
It basically yeah. is.
It's it, like, oh. But the jokes.
It was
and
good.
The way it works.
It was so
the
funny.
Story, it's what you expect from a funny movie.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, you could just watch the movie and laugh.
Let's read some of the reviews.
Oh.
How about let's hear some positive reviews.
No, don't read them out loud before reading them first. I'm scared of what they're going to say.
Yeah, I take caution.
Sometimes they get, like, actually crazy.
The plot is almost like an animated kid's version of Pulp Fiction, which is accurate.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
I can
right.
see that. Mm-hmm.
That's a good, yeah.
Oh,
that's,
1994.
That's a solid review.
Cheesy animation, top-notch writing.
Okay.
Despite low-budget animation, the newest feature by the Weinstein Company, Hoodwinked, is saved by some silly animal and human characters, as well as great writing and hilarious jokes. It was Weinstein.
I told you.
Yep. Searchlight was also a producer on it, though.
I'm just saying. Low-quality movie.
Jim Belushi was on it. I forgot Jim Belushi was in it. He was the axe guy.
Hmm. Like, I'm just saying.
Now, this movie was super great. Now, however, the sequel...
Uh-oh.
They made a sequel?
They did?
There was a sequel to Hoodwinked, and it was bad.
I did not know that. I am...
Good.
When did they make a sequel?
About 4 years after. 2009.
Aren't they making Shrek 5?
They are making Shrek 5.
Shrek 5.
Yes, sir.
Keep getting all of those good sequels out, because I will watch even the
worst. Yeah. You see Puss in Boots 2? Ooh.
That great. Was pretty good.
Post fantastic. What? Compared to the first Puss in Boots, like...
Hey, the first one was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was, first one it was great. Solid. But looking back on it now, it aged terribly.
What?
It really did.
What do you mean?
It was a good movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a good movie. Story, animation, it's great. It looks terrible.
The Three Diablos?
I loved the Three Diablos.
Three Diablos was goated little mini... That was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's a short. That doesn't count.
A ton of shorts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Shorts don't count.
Well, shorts kind of count.
They're not...
I'd say they semi-count, depending on the short.
So yeah. They did that for Kung Fu Panda.
Three Diablos is Puss in Boots 1.3.
Yeah. It's
1.3.
1.3.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
wait, where do we draw... Is 2 the actual movie?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
We're just doing in between? Because it could be like 2.7. Because they did a couple shorts.
One and two.
1 and 2.
1.7.
Why can't we like 1, between 1, 1 and 2. And then it starts at 1.4.
Between 1 and 2. It does not. It does not matter what the point is. The point is it was in between the two movies.
But we could like scale it really funny.
But
no.
Let's not. I do not
I'm
want
not
to call
sitting
it,
here doing a timeline.
I do not want to call Three Diablos Puss in Boots 1.777.
We're not doing that.
There could be like two movies in one movie then.
Gabe, we're not doing that.
We're going to move on.
We're going to move forward.
Oh, have you seen Invincible yet?
The new season? No.
The new season. The song that we played right before was in there. I'm like...
It's a good song.
It is. Radiohead is a really good band.
Good show.
Not for children. It looks like a fun little superhero show.
Don't.
Do not show it to children.
Bad idea.
Do not.
Do not assume it's like one of those DC... animated movies. It's not.
It's past.
And
that.
Even some of those aren't even for kids.
Yeah.
Some of those are.
Most of them aren't.
Rated. The newer Batman was pretty good.
Well, huh? Yeah.
The newer Batman was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for the new Batman Christmas?
No.
Movie.
Is it coming out in Christmas?
It is. It looks so funny.
I'm gonna go see that.
It's so funny to me, just because the Batman's not doing like a dark, gritty voice anymore. He literally says and sounds like this in the trailer: "Happy Christmas, kiddo." Like, he says that and sounds like that, and he has a beard, and it's awesome.
That is scary to me.
What was the new Pinocchio movie?
Oh, which one?
The DreamWorks one. He's like, "I'm going to be a real boy," but he says it in the most, like, flamboyant voice. I'm thinking the same thing for Batman.
Pinocchio, the true story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that... I forgot that was even a movie. Why'd they even... What? I don't even
I
think it was...
the that voice movie. Actors they pick. They're funny.
They're so silly. Because it's not originally an English film.
It was a confusing movie to watch.
It's not a good movie, but Guillermo del Toro's version, the stop motion one, was flawless. Like, that was a great movie.
That just reminds me. Have you guys seen the game Lies of P?
Yes. Like, yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
So good. Spoilers for anybody who like the few people that play Souls games. Lies of P
is hard.
It goes hard.
It is difficult to play too.
It's hard and it goes hard. It is,
and the bosses are so cool.
Oh, it's so sick.
You're the puppet king.
The whole fairy tale thing.
The puppet king was.
Did you
such
see the after
cool.
credit scene?
No, there was an after credit scene.
Yes. Do you want me to say it? Spoilers ahead.
Wait, how long? Hold on. How long's the game been out? It's been out for
like months.
Couple months. Okay. I say since it's been out for a couple months, we can definitely talk about the end.
I doubt anybody plays Souls games that listens to this radio show. Yes, and it was the coolest thing. Lies of P is one, like, they're making a sequel, and it's The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Because the last shot of the end credit scene was Dorothy with her red slippers clicking them 3 times, and then it faded to black.
That'll be so cool. Oh, my gosh.
It was so cool to me, because that means that at least one of the puppets in the game was, in fact, the Tin Man, and I was right.
That'll be so
one of
sick.
How many?
Several.
Doesn't matter.
There are tons of puppets in that game.
Anyways, we're out of time.
No.
Yeah. We got to go to school. It's been fun. This has been a great episode. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and I hope you guys will have a great Christmas. Bye.